I'm Mark Simmet. You're listening to Iowa Public Radio Studio One, live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, Gloom Balloon.
All right, everybody, listen out there. It's time to get groovy with yourself, all right? You just shake it out. Shake it out till you feel alive. The sun shines down. Let me show you right now.
She was the one that got away. 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 She was the one that got away.
You filled a coffee like you're mining for gold. Oh yeah, almost relationships never get a chance to grow. Old bike messenger, professional crook. I made a list of the things that I knew he took.
One.
Your heart and I said it
too. Your library books away overdue. She was the one that got away. 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 Ooh, she was the one that got away.
I'm hopelessly devoted to school. Oh, 12 years and counting. I've been playing the fool. I'm stuck in a Shakespearean duel. I'm taking classes on the history of how to be cool. But I failed, and you would grade me
on a curving scale. She was the one that got away. 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 She was the one that gotta give it up.
What choice additions in a parking lot? I'm trying to remember all the things that I forgot. All screen tests to the Marilyn Monroe. Always thought you were way more beautiful and bold. And I know you're not so hot, but some of us like it cold.
She was the one that got away. 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 Ooh, she was the one that got away, yeah.
I'm turned on a station of blues. Oh yeah, one is the loneliest number. How do you do? I memorize those things in your room.
There's only one thing missing. It's a gloom balloon. It's true. Cause I never stop loving you. She was the one that got away. She was the one that got away.
Sing it on. I'm hoping to see the school. And I've been filtering coffee. And I've been trying to be cool. She was most relationships never get a chance to grow old. She took all those books. And your library books. Yeah, your library books away over two.
That's what we call getting gloomy with it.
That's Gloom Balloon, starting out with the single tonight. She was the one that got away here on Studio One. This is usually where we have band introductions, introducing everybody in the band. I guess it's no secret. We got two guys here tonight in Gloom Balloon.
Two guys.
Two guys.
We have lots of us.
But if you want to imagine
we're
this,
actually, it's kind of like multiplicity because of we have been multiplied by digital technology this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So
our backing band is a bunch of Michael Keatons.
And yeah,
you're spoiling the magic, Chris, by giving that away.
Michael Keaton, that's pretty magical.
Magical guy.
Multiplicity era, personally, I think.
But
so.
We are going to play songs we've never played just okay. for Iowa Public Radio. So
oh, well, that's great to hear.
Actually, it's just for donors, so if you haven't donated, you need to turn off.
Iowa Public Radio has this amazing Neumann microphone that needs to be fixed, and I could be singing right now into a $3,000 microphone if they had $2,000 to fix it. So if you guys wanted to send in some cash for Iowa Public Radio right now,
chip in.
That would be a good thing to do it.
appreciate that. That's Patrick Tate Fleming there speaking right now, since they're not going to introduce themselves.
I'm Patrick Tate Fleming. Yeah, Hello, Radio World.
You know, they'll talk about everything else, but they won't introduce
them. And this is Christopher Ford.
My name is Christopher Ford.
From Christopher the Conquered.
And this is Michael Keaton. Know.
Thanks for coming. Well, should we hear some more?
Yeah, this is a brand new song that we're going to try for you. It's called The Saddest Story Ever That Involves the Actors Named Cheap Beer.
I'm getting old. My hair's turning gray. The future looks shorter and shorter each and every day. And I see you, and it all becomes clear that I don't want to be alone on the couch drinking cheap beer. And when I've had too much, it's always harder to steer.
Thank you to this wonderful audience that we have here this evening. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's like strangely attractive, physically attractive audience. It's really overwhelming.
We got Mark over here, and then we got two guys, two gals, one in the booth. It's the perfect combination for us not to be hanging out with anybody later. So, this is a really short song that's brand new that we're going to play at 8035, but it won't sound anything like this. My answer's always gonna be yes. Do you wanna have a baby? A little koala upon your chest? Do you wanna dance in the rain? Do you wanna feel one? Do you want to share my pain?
Sometimes I feel like the setting sun, and I know that you do too. There's no manual or instructions to falling in love. You ask me what I want to do with. All right. So that's a brand new song. We'll play another acoustic song, if that's cool. Mm-hmm. So Multiplicity is not playing these songs.
It's no,
just us.
Yeah.
It's just us. The song is called Infinity Starts Over, and it'll probably be on our next record that hopefully Scarlett will have the desire to play. Thank you, Iowa Public Radio, for playing our last one. Dream come true.
Yeah.
Dreams are made right here.
Exactly. I definitely agree.
Please sprinkle my world with your natural perfume. 'Cause freedom's just another word for gloom. You're not the only lonely one in the room. So if you ever meet infinity, tell him that I hate my body. Let him know it. Please don't blow it. 'Cause you know it's true that you hate your body too.
Yeah, you do. Think about it.
So let me fill it with understanding and a heart full of tea. You'd be my safe place for landing, and I could be your ocean.
Okay, if you're tuning in right now on Apple Music Radio, close your eyes, unless you're driving, but imagine that your eyes are closed and hear the waves of the ocean washing over you. Seaweed, whales, dolphins, the seagulls, as they can only be heard in the broadcast region of Iowa Public Radio. And the beauty will overwhelm you. Now open your eyes and see where you actually are, listening to Gloom Balloon. You've wasted another perfectly good hour.
'Cause when I view myself with anyone, I'm always the lowest of all. But that way there is nowhere left to fall. But I wanna start new, 'cause I'm falling for you. Please help me start new, 'cause I'm falling for you. Thank you guys very much.
That's Gloom Balloon. Gloom Balloon on Studio One, and we will have more in 1 minute on Studio One. singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in
I'm
studio.
I'm Karen Impala, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. You're listening to Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. It's Gloom Balloon tonight, live in our Cedar Falls studios. And Foxholes are coming up later on tonight. We'll get underway around 8:30 with Foxholes. It's all part of our 8035 Showcase series. We had River Monks and Holy White Hounds on earlier this week, and you can revisit that performance and find out more about the 8035 Showcase by going to iowapublicradio.org/8035. Got a podcast of River Monks and Holy White Hounds, and we will have a podcast of Gloom Balloon, whether they like it or not, and Foxholes as well, probably around tomorrow. Next week, Brother Trucker, Cirrus Minor, Max Jury, and the Maytags all coming up live performances on Studio One. It's exciting, isn't it, Gloom
Very
Balloon?
Exciting to be here, Mark. Thank you guys for having us so much. We are big supporters of Iowa Public Radio, and we are honored to be here, so...
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time to come in tonight. You guys have been touring a lot, I hear.
Oh, yeah, we did a couple tours in the past since November, and they've both been really amazing experiences for me. I can't speak for Chris, but it's kind of fun to just go out with one of your best buds in a car and travel around. I've done it so much with my other band, the Poison Control Center, but that's a four-piece in a big van, and that's fun, too, but it's a different experience when it's just... two of you, I feel like. And so it's been really rewarding and, amazing.
Yeah, you can speak for me. It was really transformative. You know, like getting to spend some time with somebody. So Patrick, I grew up with Patrick as such a big inspiration. So getting to play music with him has been really cool, really great. And Mark, you know, like we are kind of striving to just be like truly ourselves when we do our shows. And it's sort of helped us open up as people in new ways and really connect with people both when we play and it's really fulfilling, but then also just, you know, after the shows, before the shows, we're just kind of making real friends around the country, which has been really, really nice and sad sometimes, a little bit gloomy. And by the way, we are very happy to be on a podcast. So
yes. Although if the Foxholes are on a podcast, it's actually a Foxcast.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
I did a whole monologue of Bob Dylan jokes the other night and they were pretty rough too, so nobody hears the studio audience. Nobody is laughing at that joke, so
I will. Yeah.
So I hope somebody at home is laughing.
I will
me.
Forecast that our podcast will be gloomy. So.
Okay. Well, let's hear some more.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
We're doing your job for you, Mark. It's great.
and Mark has now turned into Donald Trump and is throwing us the fired sign. All right. This song is called "Someplace to Land."
I held you too tightly in my hand. You slipped through my fingers like grains of sand. I failed at being in a rock and roll band. So I'm just looking for some place to land where someone understands. I feel alone wherever I go home, whether it's in the springtime or in the snow. I'm not a seagull, I'm a broken-hearted black crow who's dying oh so slow as the grass around him grows. Nervous breakdown, it doesn't deserve sound, but if you want a soundtrack, I've got your back. But please hurry, 'cause I'm fading to black.
Will you still love me tomorrow?
Ooh. have to be alone, to feel alone, it's so true. My head feels like a balloon, it's floating away. And if you ever need me, baby, I would be there in a hurry. Yeah, you don't have to worry, I'll be outside your door. And even though you said you don't love me anymore, I still wanna sleep on your apartment floor. I still wanna sleep on your apartment floor. Christopher the Conqueror, everybody. Window, do, screams.
That's right.
But the worst thing about it is, the worst thing about it is, hey, the difference between you and me is you've been smoking a heavy dose, ooh, of Carol Queen. And you make me feel like a natural disaster.
Will you still love me?
A little three-song medley from our record.
That was Michael Keaton on the opera vocals at the end. Thank you, Michael.
I dug that.
So that was three songs there, then.
That was three, yeah.
I was trying to keep count.
Guided by Voices length, so very short.
That's all right. We're going to have a bit more from Gloom Balloon, maybe one, two more, something like that, after we talk for a bit.
Oh, okay.
You know. So it's 8035 for Gloom Balloon.
Yeah,
second year.
Very excited that... we are going to get to play again. A little history for you, Mark. Chris Ford has played every single 8035 in one outfit or another.
Yeah,
really?
So he's the only person who can say that.
Yeah, I'm going to be done once I've played it 8,035 times. That's my basic goal. So.
And lucky for him, he's got a big older brother in me who's invited him along, because some of those he wouldn't have gotten to play around.
I'm excited this year because last year we really had just started the group and we were figuring out how to make music. You know, this is kind of the first group that we've both been in with backing tracks and things where we create all this music. You know, we arrange these strings with the help of some friends, and it's all musicians that we bring in and create these recordings. But our live show is just the two of us. So, you know, a year ago we were really kind of figuring out what we were doing, and we had a really fun show at 8035. But we've done a lot of shows since then and a couple of tours, and I think are having a whole different type of fun when we perform. And so we're really looking forward to bringing that to the greatest music festival in the state of Iowa.
Well, I've seen Gloom Balloon on a small stage, very small stage. So it must be really different to be on that big, wide main stage there in downtown Des Moines.
Yeah, we're excited about it. U.S. Cellular has allowed us to, because we project a film to go along with our performance, and they've allowed us to perform with that on the main screen. So we're excited about that. But yes, I'm very excited about playing the main stage, but sometimes the octopus here in Cedar Falls is just about the perfect size stage that we need. For a Gloom Balloon
I could
show.
Use the exercise, though.
So yeah, we're very excited about
I hear there's great deals on phone plans at US Cellular right now. That was a joke. Sorry, they didn't ask me to do that at all.
Yeah. That joke was a US Smellular.
Oh, yeah, more like it.
All right, Mark's checking his
clock.
You're
throwing me for a loop here with all these references to giant corporations.
Yeah.
Any projects coming up for Gloom Balloon? I know you're always working on music. I just get that sense from
yeah,
you guys.
That's the great thing about this project. I kind of started this project because Poison Control Center was kind of slowing down. And it's just something that we can kind of do at our own speed and stuff. But I'm also very excited about... just working with Chris, not only in Gloom Balloon, but he's working on a new Chris for the Conquered record that I'm getting to help with down in Memphis, and he's going to be putting out a live record. And Gloom Balloon's either probably going to put out a 7-inch layer this year, or hopefully a new record sometime next year. So it's just kind of something that's just ongoing. I don't think it's ever going to be one of those bands where we go to a place and just spend a week there and record an album, because I have too much fun just calling Chris and being like, "Hey, do you got 2 hours on Tuesday to put some piano on a song that he's never heard before?" And then I go over to his house and he puts piano on and sings, and it's just fun. It's our hangout time, So I want to keep hanging out with him, I guess.
Yay.
We're going to hear one more from Gloom Balloon. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, and thanks to Tony Daner and Al Scherz. I'm Mark Simmet. Gloom Balloon here tonight, and you can catch them at 8035 on the main stage on Friday, July 4th. And again, another reminder to visit our website, iowapublicradio.org/8035. And that's where you'll find podcasts of all of our showcase performances. River Monks and Holy White Hounds are there right now. And tonight's performances will be on, and also next week's performances. And do stay tuned for Foxholes coming up around 8:30 tonight here on Studio One. It's exciting, and it's great to have you here, Gloom Balloon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us. And Foxholes is one of our favorite bands from Des Moines, so we're super excited that they're coming on. And thanks to Phil and Mark and everybody here. So really appreciate it.
Stay tuned.
All right, get off the couches, Iowa. Mom and Dad, I know you're not listening. I know you're not listening, but hey, don't forget. Tell your friends, hey, that you love them. Every time one of your meetings end. And oh, Mom and Dad, hey, don't forget to call your mom and your dad. Yes, cause they are the palindromes in which you were had. And if I could fix the sunshine, yeah, oh, yeah, well, hey, you know I'd try. And all the children in the world,
what's gonna happen to them, Patrick?
Well, they're one day gonna die.
No, no, we're gonna die, yeah, what?
But it's okay, cause so will
you and I. Oh, it feels good to know that we're all going down together. Get gloomy, gloomy, gloomy with it, yeah.
Oh, hey, but you could leave it, yes you could. Huh. All behind, you could leave your possessions, your soul. But hey, your song, I'll keep with mine. And even if I never, ever, ever, ever heard one of them again, I would still have them memorized. Cause I considered you a friend, and I'll say it again. If I could fix the sunshine, ooh, you know I'd try. And all the children in the world,
so will
A-E-I-O-U and I.
Sunshine.